This is Akashvani. The news read by Gaurav Dhawan Lal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone of development projects worth 27,000 crore rupees in Jagdalpur, the divisional headquarters of the tribal Bastar division in Chhattisgarh. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said that the dream of a developed India will be fulfilled only when every state, every district and every village is developed. He said that the BJP government at the centre is paying special attention to infrastructure development in the country. Mr. Modi said that in the last 9 years, the expenditure on infrastructure development has been increased to 10 lakh crore rupees. He said that many steps have been taken to make India self-reliant in steel manufacturing. Mr. Modi said that the steel produced at the NMDC plant, located at Nagarnar in Bastar, will provide new energy to the automobile and defence sectors. Mr. Modi said that the poor hold the first right to the country's resources. He emphasized that the government is dedicated to work towards the well-being of the poor, regardless of their class or caste. He asserted that aiding the impoverished is his government's foremost priority. Later in the day, Prime Minister Modi will visit Telangana. He will dedicate to the nation rail projects, including the new railway line connecting Manoharabad and Siddipet, and the electrification project between Dharmabad, Manoharabad and Mahabubnagar and Kurnool. He will also dedicate various developmental programs worth 8,000 crore rupees from Nizamabad. He will also dedicate to the nation the first 800 megawatt unit of Phase 1 of the Telangana Super Thermal Power Project of NTPC at Ramagundam. 85% of the electricity generated by the power plant will be utilized by the state itself, and it will also improve north-south grid connectivity. The World Bank has decided to maintain its growth forecast for India in the fiscal year 2023-24 at 6.3%. This decision comes as India continues to exhibit strong economic growth despite facing substantial external challenges. The World Bank, in its April report, had cut India's growth forecast to the current fiscal to 6.3% from the earlier 6.6%. The World Bank's latest India Development Update observed that despite significant global challenges, India was one of the fastest-growing major economies in 2022-23 at 7.2%. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today distributed 3,500 crore rupees worth of credit assistance to beneficiaries at Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu today. Speaking at the event, the minister said that aspirational districts are prioritized for all types of government assistance. The loans were distributed under the Credit Outreach Program. In Bihar, incessant rainfall has triggered a flash flood-like situation in several parts of Kaimur district. Seasonal rivers like Karmnasha, Durgavati and Suvara are in full spate due to continuous rainfall. Several buildings, hospitals and offices have been submerged in Bhabua city due to a rise in the water level of Suvara River. School children of DV School and Kasturba Gandhi Avasiya Vidyalay were rescued after flood water entered the premises. Massive tremors were felt in the northern part of the country, including the national capital, Delhi, today, after two earthquakes with a magnitude of 4.6 and 6.2 hit Nepal. The National Center for Seismology said the epicenter was at Nepal at a depth of 5 kilometers. The first earthquake hit at 2:25 this afternoon and the second at 2:51 this afternoon. There were no immediate reports of damage or casualty. India's medal haul continues at the ongoing Hangzhou Asian Games in China. India have bagged 2 bronze medals on day 10 so far, taking its overall tally to 62 medals, 13 gold, 24 silver and 25 bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.